to episode 6 of Ian and Ollie's Super Podcast, the Zelda Breath of the Wild series. In this episode, we'll talk about Zora's Domain and the rest of Lunaria, and also talk about how to beat Divine Beast Varunia. Okay, it's the Elephant Divine Beast. And then read a little about Lunaria. And then talk about Akala and what you can find there. So, let's start off with discussing Lunaria. Okay, Lunaria, home to the Zora and source of Hyrule's water. Lunaria is located in the eastern part of Hyrule. The region is blessed with ample rainfall and sources of water. Both the Rutala River, which flows from the East Reservoir Lake, and the Zora River, which runs from Zora's Domain, feed into Lunaria wetlands. The Lunaria Great Spring area contains the source of all Hyrule's fresh water, as well as Lunaria Bay, which extends from the southern portion of Zora's Domain. Zora came to this land seeking pure, abundant water, and have made their home here. That's how the Zora got there, and a bunch of other stuff. Zora's Domain can be found here, which is the home of the Zora. Let's read a little about Zora's Domain. This is developer's notes. Lead artist, structural, Manabu Takehara. I decided on the direction for Zora's Domain based on the Zora's faith in Lord Jabu Jabu. From past games, the concept is that their faith has persisted into a present and manifests itself through their architecture that led to the giant fish statue and the temple-like appearance of Zora's Domain. There wasn't as much water flowing through the village in intentional designs, but realized that the Zora would most likely be happiest in the water, so we filled the village with it. From there, the Zora's traits and lifestyle fell into place. They are mer people who live in a village, and the design of Zora's Domain needed to express that, which led to the current appearance and facilities found there. The reason that the Zora record their history on stone monuments is that paper books would get wet and fall apart right away. It's a simple idea, but I took great care to ensure that props placed there would not seem out of place, not only in Zora's Domain, but also for the player visiting. That's a helpful tip. We'll be back with you in 2 seconds. Okay, 2 seconds is up. So, Zora's Domain, the giant fish statue, is really cool. I once climbed to the top of it, and it was very cool. I'm just turning the page. Okay, the Lunaria Great Spring. The Lunaria Great Spring is the primary source of water for all of Hyrule. The area around Zora's Domain is a high plateau that forms a semicircle around the domain. And small lakes dot the landscape around East Reservoir Lake to the south. To the south are Lunaria Bay and Boron Lagoon. The latter is featured in an ancient song. East Reservoir Lake. The East Reservoir Lake, where the divine beast has been running amok, was created in a joint effort by the Hyrulean and Zora royal families. Over 10,000 years ago, there were 5 artificial platforms that extended into the lake, but one, featured here, is one closest to Zora's domain. At the top of a flight of stairs is a bedroom where... where visitors can rest.
I didn't see that part. It was hiding.
The Lunaria Road. You can find a memory there. I've personally never seen it, but I would like to. Lunaria Road. This road runs from the east of Kakariko Village to the foot of Mount Lunaria. It runs through a narrow valley above a flooded floor. It was destroyed in the calamity, but the ruins demonstrate exquisite stonework in some of the intentional designs. It is now known as Spider's Nest Mountain.
We got lucky. The next page in the book was Akala, which we are covering.
Akala, a plateau of beautiful red lagoons. Akala is located in the northeast corner of Hyrule. It is home to Akala Citadel, where the soldiers of the Kingdom of Hyrule made their final stand in the Great Calamity. It is said that when the Citadel fell, so too did the kingdom. With the Citadel gone, the guardians destroyed the villages located. Only Robbie and his wife have lived in a permanent residence in the area since the Great Calamity. They can be found in Akala ancient Tikla, on top of a high plateau. The region is distinguished by the stunning crimson leaves on its trees and its pristine nature. With Link's help, Hudson and Bolson Construction has recently established Terry Town, which has attracted residents of all races from across Hyrule. We'll cover that later of how to get Terry Town. The Akala Ancient Tech Lab. I'm looking at the rough designs, the exterior rough designs. They look pretty weird. Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk. Okay, let's read about Terrytown. Terrytown is a recently established village located on Lake Akala. It was built from the ground. Wait, it was built from the ground up by Hudson of the Bolson Construction Carpenters, who was dispatched by Bolson from the Tono Village. Link aids the process by providing raw materials and finding help from the residents with the names ending in Sun to gradually bring life to the village. It is characterized by the colorful exteriors of its new homes, which are similar to those found in Hatano Village. Developer's notes for this thing, for the house by senior lead artist landscape Bakato Yonezu. Bolson Construction builds their structures using the construction method of stacking containers, which does not exactly fit with the fantasy setting. This is the design that falls in love with when trying to weave it tight. Next time. So bye.